Welcome to the A Minute to Midnight show, folks. My name is Tony, and I have returning today on the show ex-32nd degree Freemason Jeremy, and it's a pretty interesting discussion. Unfortunately, he had technical issues and where he was struggling to hear what I said. I could hear what he was saying fine, but if it's a bit disjointed in the question and answers, that's the reason why. But I think there's some important information that you will benefit from hearing in this show today. I want to offer a warm welcome back on the A Minute to Midnight show to Jeremy, who is a former 32nd degree Freemason. And we've had Jeremy on the show now. This is the third time. And he's got some more information to bring out today, which I think you will find very, very interesting. Welcome back, Jeremy.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Okay. You had an interesting experience on Monday night. Do you want to tell our listeners about it?
Sure. I was out of town for a few days, and this is when your last post went up about the Freemason coded message. And I really didn't get to read the comments or look at it while I was gone. And I got back kind of in the evening, Monday. It wasn't dark, and I was tired. I'd driven through several states. And I took a shower, I laid down, and a couple hours later, I heard somebody knocking on my door, and they weren't ringing the doorbell, so I knew they weren't, they didn't know me and hadn't been here. And I answer the door, I go to the door, and there's two men. I saw a flashlight, and they had suits on, and they introduced themselves as members of the state that I live in. It would be a Bureau of Investigation, state level. And they would have driven several hours to come to my house. And at 10:30 at night, no less. And they introduced themselves. They came in my foyer and said to me, we'd like to talk to you about your internet activity. And I knew immediately what it was about. It could have been nothing else. And I knew some of this had triggered it. And they told me that I'm making claims and stating things against politicians and people in the judicial system that are involved in this fraternity. And, you know, this could open me up to problems. And they told me I may feel like I have anonymity in my home when I'm here by myself. That really bothered me. It made me mad. But I never felt like I have anonymity anywhere nowadays. But I've never said anybody's name. And I'm just stating personal events that I've been through and that I've witnessed. And, I know that's not illegal. So it's something that that triggered somehow that was important enough for them. I think it was just to scare me. And they wanted to let me know they knew who I was.
Yeah. Now, that's the thing, see, you can't escape. We know that. The NSA listens to us, FBI and so on. They know all of this stuff. They know who you are. The general public doesn't necessarily know, but they told you that this could cause you some problems. In a way, that's a veiled threat, but it shows you that it's making an impact. It also tells you, or it should tell our listeners, that what you are stating is the truth. And otherwise, they wouldn't be worrying about it. But the point is, you have not mentioned any names. Yes, we mentioned Greg Mannarino as a 32nd degree Freemason, but he's totally admitted that himself now. But other than that, the information that you've shared on the A Minute to Midnight show so far, you've not even given your own name, let alone any name of politicians and so on, though obviously those politicians probably now know who you are and they know that it is them you're referring to, even though nobody's name's been mentioned. But just so people know, this is what's going on. And so there is, yes, this Masonic Brotherhood definitely wields a lot of power. And you're going to be exposing a little bit more today about the insides of Freemasonry.
Yeah, I knew that there, you know, could be a little bit of problems. But, you know, with the world that we live in, you know, something I have said has absolutely, somebody's heard it and definitely didn't want it out there. And now with this last post, I knew for a fact that, you know, what I stated in that email, and I knew it, that that had to be some kind of message. I knew it. I mean, there's just, in my mind, there was no doubt about it. Now, I, when I see things that other men put out that are in Freemasonry or in these other secret societies, and, you know, like they come to you and say, let's have an interview. We can get down to the brass tacks and we'll just clear it all out. You know, and I've told you this, you know, the Pope is not going to expose the Vatican. And if somebody's a 32nd degree Freemason, then they've taken 32 oaths of secrecy and blood oaths. And I don't understand, you know, there's nothing they'd say to damn that in any way, shape or form. So, you know, it's completely useless, as you knew and said. So, you know, it's a PR stunt. And I knew when I saw that video that his brothers would be out in full battle gear and they'd come and try to put everything down. But if you hear somebody who said they were in this fraternity and they're telling you things that are negative and that are, you know, not just like what most people are saying, well, it was okay, it was just boring, then, I mean, for one, pray about it. But I believe that without a doubt, that shows you who's telling the truth, because nobody's going to expose it and still be in it.
Very good point. You're absolutely right. So you've gotten out of it, and that's the whole point, you know. You're not in it, and you're telling what it is. You're telling exactly what the truth about Freemasonry is. Now, I've had, of course, Freemasons come out of the woodwork to defend Freemasonry and defend Greg Mannarino on that one particular video we did, which, well, that's to be par for the course. But the point of the matter is you cannot trust them to tell the truth, because, as you know, having been in it for so long, they lie, don't they, Jeremy?
You are exactly right. Perfectly said. That's exactly right. And some of the stuff on that board, I did go by and read this morning some of the comments, and people were saying it was Trump. And looking back, I can see that. And even if it was, that still perfectly stands with what I said, a Freemason or that caliber directing this. And, you know, I think I just briefed by a lot of them, but they were saying, well, this represented a song. You know, it could represent anything. You know, he could make that look like it was anything, but it means what it means. You know, just like when you see these movies and they're pretending this is this, it's another language, so it means what it means, but it's going to represent something else to Pete. There's some things that I want to tell you about so you can look up, and other people too. Albert Mackey is somebody that in Freemasonry, he's another deity. He says, and Freemasonry, like I told you from the beginning, is the ancient mystery religion. And he defines what the mystery religion is. And Manly P. Hall confirms it even later, saying that the gods that walked with man on earth, and this would be those fallen angels that came, and which I've another topic I've never got into, is they really believe there were gods on earth. creation of God the Father, but I guess what you'd call principalities, but even bigger than that. I've heard somebody else online, a really good scholar, get into this a little bit, and I've never heard anybody else that I can think of go into it in detail. But this is who he was referring to, and later on you can kind of get this image, and in Freemasonry you definitely can. But everybody worshiped these gods, and think of Lucifer when I say this too. But there's a select few who, and this is Mackey's own words, by the initiation come in closer and worship privately, and that is the mystery religion of any god, but obviously not the Father, and he wouldn't do that anyway. But when you worship these aside from people, and there is always, this is from Mackey and in Freemasonry, but and in Luciferianism with the people that run the world, there is an image they want all these people to see, you know, in Freemasonry. They do not want you to think they're worshiping Lucifer. And I said they don't, they will never admit it. I mean, if you like the platform you had and my comment was on there, of course they're going to say that after that. But you notice he never said that before. He said the devil, and I said Lucifer, and we said Lucifer. They know how to work around this, or they try to. And most people would say, well, okay, then he admitted it. But, you know, they will lie to your face. And like I said in an email, if a judge is a Freemason and there's a man on trial for murder, first degree murder, and that man's a Freemason, that judge is legally bound under oath to that brother over the constitution of state, country, legal system. Now, I'm not going to say, obviously, he's going to say go free, but it will be worked out to where there's either incredible leniency, some slip hole to where they got out of it. That's just absolutely the way it is. And I've heard so many stories in the past to where this has been the case. But it's the same with them. They have oaths together and they're more family, really some of them, than their family. And they would never betray each other. And that lodge, you know, I never mentioned this, I don't think. But when I look back, every Freemason I ever met, I always heard them say one thing, and I've said it, and I said it to you, my impression back then. They all say, joining Freemasonry is the best thing I have ever done. I've never not heard one say that. And, you know, I think of the ones that I knew in my life, and I put this same situation in my head you know, with the video. There's no way that they wouldn't have lied straight through their teeth to correct that situation, or try to, or blow it over, just like I know he did and would. You know, it's sad, but, you know, that's just the way it is. I know people know that, but for the few out there that don't, you know, it doesn't matter who they are. I mean, you're never going to get the truth from a Freemason because, again, 32 oaths, or how many ever oaths he's taken for his degree to get there, to never say anything. And he means that. It'd be like you betraying your church or Jesus, you know, in your mind. That's the way they see it. They're not going to betray Lucifer. And when you look at it that way, you can understand it more, you know, people can.
So one thing that you wouldn't realize too is that there have been other comments from Freemasons that I have not approved, that I actually deleted, so they're not showing up on the comment section. Okay, people can say it's censorship. Yeah, well, in a sense it is, but I don't want people coming on A Minute to Midnight's platform and promoting Freemasonry. So I look at some of the comments and I think, yeah, I'll let that one go. Some of the other ones, which are blatant, well, I just delete them. So there's a bunch of Freemason comments that have not actually shown up.
And that's the thing to do. They left those comments. They want people to see him, and they want people to see, you know, this is not the case. This guy's crazy. I mean, he's the craziest guy we've been listening to this crazy, you know. And somebody that wouldn't know, like you or a lot of your followers, and certainly myself, people would think we were crazy for saying this stuff, you know. But luckily, you have really good followers, and you're very good at researching this and have quite a history of, and I went back and watched a lot of your videos last week when I had time, old ones, and I was amazed at how deep that you've gotten before, and I've tried to reserve myself on some of the things, not wanting to, you know, people to think I was completely crazy, but I'm glad that people know what they know, and you know, I saw a lot of positive feedback on your end. So I'm glad you put it out there. I think that shows that you stand for truth and that you want truth. It doesn't matter who it is. You're going to tell the truth and expose evil and Lucifer, the devil. And I think that was great.
Yeah, thank you. That's encouraging to know. And I appreciate your feedback and, you know, your input. Just in case people don't realise, we are having some issues too with Jeremy being able to hear back. He's got some computer issues. So if it's a little bit stilted at times, that's why he's having a bit of trouble hearing some of what I'm saying. Okay, what else do you want to tell our listeners today, you know, about the insides of masonry?
Okay, I'll go in a little bit to these gods since I brought them up, and then I want to go back and tell a few more personal experiences. But first, I want to say to these a message to these Freemasons who are coming on the channel and leaving comments, and you know what I'm saying is true, and I'm speaking to any Freemason that's left a negative comment or that has stated anything opposite than what Tony or I have said. You know, I know, you know that this is correct. And I know there's nothing you're going to say that's going to hurt your brothers, but when you lie, you know, it doesn't matter what fraternity or brotherhood or church you're in, when you lie, that should tell you right there, look inward and think, if I have to lie to cover something up, or if you're so new into it that you're not aware of this stuff yet, like I've said before, you need to research it before you, you know, attack other people that's telling the truth, and you may come to a wise understanding, and you should leave. But for you that know, you know. You know it's true. But for these topics from long ago, like God and these fallen angels that I did mention before, I listened to my interview again one night, and I wanted to make it clear, because I kind of sounded a little confusing. They believe that those fallen angels, which they would be called Nephilim, they believe they created a being that mated with man. So, and they believe that created Raphael, which is what people call giants. And like I said, you know, they may believe that giants, but I didn't hear much about that. But I heard a lot about the offspring of those angels, that we share that DNA today. But these gods came after the flood to man when the world was set back up and Satan wormed his way back in. You know, when Noah was left, he had the last blood of God, the Creator, and it's pretty much known in Masonry that those created beings with fallen angel bloodline had, in that time of Jared, which I guess would be about 1,000 years approximately, had literally pretty much consumed the earth. That either the majority of people or all the people had this polluted blood or were so far gone and turned over that it wasn't, you know, it was just time to clean it. It was that bad. And when we, you know, reading the Bible and it says that man's thoughts were continuously evil. And we look at the world today with 12-year-olds doing drive-by shootings with gangs. I mean, my gosh, how bad was it back then? If they were polluting everything, plants and animals, and also the years that I spent in masonry, some of these, what are demons, there's no doubt, but what they call these ascended masters or angels, they look like, and they're in books that are in the lodge, but they look like Lamasus or these half chimeras. And I believe that's what is depicted, and I'm certain of it, on all these ancient ruins in these ancient cities are these same beings. And they believe in Freemasonry that they are gods, that they were gods. And some event happened. God started communicating and set up the Israel nation, or the Jewish nation, I guess, before they actually went into Israel. And I know Derek Gilbert covers this pretty good. And that's the only other person I've ever heard talk about that in ways I've heard them teach about it, which is very interesting. Like the way that they would turn and say, I mean, that's, you know, some of that's like deja vu. But they taught that these beings are very much still here. And, you know, when people do, I'm telling you this, it's like you and I see it. When people are communicating with anything supernatural that's not God, or praying to God or Christ, and these things, you know, they say, and there's YouTube videos with those spirit boxes, and they, you know, they've got out of them. We had this temple, and they give them this God's name. You know, it wouldn't surprise me if that really was those beings at that time. I believe they're still here, and that's what was taught, that they're still here anyway, in another dimension. So when those beings somehow, I don't know that I know the full story, if anybody does, but when that was ended, all those principalities of gods in this dimension, I know spiritually there's still principalities, but when they physically were here, these gods are what Mackey was talking about. And this is a big teaching in Freemasonry when you get up a little bit. And a lot of them may not know this. I didn't know in detail this for a long time. And, you know, again, when you're looking at it and being taught this, like I think, again, like I said, tickling my itching ears, you eat this stuff up because it's presented to you in a different light, and you believe these are good spiritual beings. And, you know, they'll say, well, look here, it's in Greek too. I know we touched that, but it's the same story. And it's something that they can deny, that they do not worship anything but God and Jesus. And it's all about him and the Holy Bible, and yet the entire history written by the ones who wrote the book on their fraternity or Scottish Rite clearly state what they're, you know, what it's all about. So there's just no way that they can deny it. It's just not possible. And, you know, when you think of all these statues coming down, I may have hinted on this before, but Pike is the only one left that was a Confederate general, and he's in D.C. right there near the Capitol building, but you don't hear anybody talk about pulling that thing down, and that one, it'll not come down. It will not come down.
So I've heard some Freemasons try to deny that Albert Pike had any real importance But that's not the case, is it? Albert Pike, there's no way you can distance Freemasonry from Albert Pike, can you?
No, that is not possible. He is entombed in the National Lodge, as you know, in D.C. And that statement you just said, about 15 years ago, I was young. I remember an 18-year-old had sent an email to our lodge and wanted to join. And the person who would have been best wasn't available to go meet him. So was the secretary who went and met him at the lodge. And I got to the cafe where they were about 20 minutes into the conversation. They'd already been there. And that boy, he must have known who Albert Pike was and Manly Hall. I don't remember exactly what he said, but he said, "I've read the writings." I don't know if he was just trying to infiltrate it, I guess, or if he really was interested in this and hoping it was the same. But he said, "I've read their writings and I really find them interesting. And is this what Masonry's about?" And the secretary, who had been there decades and decades and decades before me, said, "Well, it is and it isn't." He said, "Some of that stuff is very interesting, but, you know, some of it's a little out there. And there's no way that you can take Albert Pike out of Scottish Rite. There's no way. No way. The oaths you do were written, a lot of them, in his hand. And you know, it's impossible."
What about Manly P. Hall and Albert Mackey? How important were those guys?
Manly P. Hall, we didn't read up there. It was kind of extracurricular. But Albert Mackey, he was not as important as Albert Pike, but it was important. You know, it's the foundations of, you know, it's absolute. Yeah, and you can't separate it from him either. And that's, I mean, who else would they want to separate it from than these people? And they'll say, "Well, that was way back then," even though that statue's right here today. And, you know, their sayings were a product of their time, and that was a different time. Well, my goodness, you'd think people would be saying stuff like that today instead of back then about Lucifer. But as more morals as the world had in the West, I suppose. But there is no way that they do not revere Albert Pike, and they revere Albert Mackey. I mean, you know, he's not as important, but he's up there in top. These people who join, you know, I know they don't have any idea about this, and this may be where the large majority of comments are coming from. They believe that it is godly. You know, I told you I thought it was God, the Father, whose name was God in Masonry, and as that's that public view Mackey talks about, which like Hillary Clinton said, it's monumental to have a public and private view. But it's if you pay attention and you're of a little bit of intelligence, it's plain as day that it's not God. It's not. You know, they believe that Lucifer rescued mankind from that Garden of Eden, and they believe in Freemasonry and teach that, you know, he chose to leave heaven on his own for us. So he's our, you know, they say God puts you under all these rules and you cannot be you. You can't. That's when you hear people say all the time, like, I don't want to walk into this topic, but I'm going to mention it, when they talk about like homosexuality. You know, they say, "Well, look, God made you and he's perfect and he made you perfect. So if he made you and you're gay, then he made you gay." And we know that's just not, you know, he didn't make you a murderer, people that murder. He didn't make people who commit adultery adulterers. And, you know, it's so easy, this viewpoint, and it's penetrated, and it's not just about, you know, lifestyles, but in every facet, it's penetrated into society to where it's just, it's so easy to throw God away. And, you know, I mentioned before, and I can't remember how much detail I went when I got into it. I was talking about NASA and that fellow with NASA. You know, I mentioned I had never heard flat earth in Freemasonry, and never. And I think if they believed it by that time, I know I would have heard it. I never heard anything about flat earth until I got on the internet. But I know that they lie from what the fella I heard say years ago said in the larger venue with people going up to 32nd degree. But I think that Freemasons, when they talk about, when NASA talks about all this developing on its own, everything has to be able to form itself, and the sun formed all these planets, it makes it so easy to not believe in God, because all this can make itself and form itself. So I know they're hiding something, whatever the world looks like or whatever's out there, but you know God made it and there wasn't an accident. But with the issue I'm on before, if you don't want to live by all these rules, and this is slowly conditioned into you, you don't have to live your life in a prison. And Lucifer, who, you know, even the Bible says transforms into an angel of light, he wants mankind's every indulgence. He wants you to do whatever you want to do, to be who you are. It's about you. And you can see why people eat that up, even on a more grand scale. You know, it's about you and not God. So even though it's Lucifer, it's still you. And I mentioned money in that email. About 2 or 3 years before I left Freemasonry is when I first started hearing people talk about getting money out of the bank. They didn't say it then, but they were talking about it. It was time. And I know I've heard other people, a couple of other videos, say this, and I heard somebody in there tell this also, which was, I don't know if it's a warning sign or what, but he said that when we would already have been safe by then with not having any money in the bank, and I still don't have any money in the bank. He said that when your bank tells you that, and you know, this could happen or not, that they're going to upgrade security or software over the weekend, that you need to get your money out that Friday because you're not going to be able to Monday. And I know I've heard other people say that, but this is what I heard. And my neighbor, who is 70 years old and been a Freemason since he was 18 years old, he came to my home and said, it's time. We've already got our money out of the bank. And this was about a year, maybe 8 months to a year before I left. And he said, it's time to get it out of the bank. So they either knew something was coming, or they thought it was time because they thought something was coming. But you know something's coming. It's just a matter of time. And, you know, anybody that pays attention to the world and the economy, I mean, I don't, you know, obviously it's an illusion right now. I don't know how it's still. But if you have a place to go and you can grow some food and you put back food and supplies for a year or two, you know, they felt like they were safe. And they were told, I wasn't told this, but a lot of other brothers at the time, if you will, were told this, to invest their money into metal, like gold and silver. I wasn't told that. But, and maybe they had a lot more than I had, so that's probably why. But I got everything I had out of the bank, because for him to come and tell me that, and he was a friend and somewhat still is, as much as you can be to me after leaving. The point is, you know, something, people know something's coming, and I know it's coming, and you do too. And I believe that was that video, you know, there's no doubt it was something, you know, it was some kind of warning. I really see that.
Yeah. So, in terms of that, I still believe in precious metals and preparing, and when someone like Greg Mannarino is coming out and talking about, you know, getting silver and gold, and I don't have a problem with that at all. So if people do want to listen to Greg Mannarino, it's just a matter of weighing up carefully what he says, knowing that he is a Freemason. That's my point on that. But it's interesting to know that you or many of your 32nd degree Freemason friends were told to take their money out of the bank and put it into precious metals quite some time ago. But the collapse still hasn't happened. Doesn't mean it's not going to happen, but it hasn't happened at this point. Okay, so what other personal experiences have you got that you can share?
You know, my grandfather, whom I love, and was very close to. I told you he worked for NASA at one point. I don't know what he could have done. I wish I knew. But when you don't tell your family, you know, I can understand maybe if it was something somewhat secret, but when you can't even tell them that you worked for a certain company that is prestigious, you know, there's some issues there. There's some major. So, I just want to touch on this briefly. Growing up, my family were all weird. And I said that they were all Freemason, and they were. And a lot of them didn't have children. A lot of my great aunts and great uncles did not have children. A lot of my cousins don't have children. It's very unusual to a large degree. And I didn't know it till I started studying genealogy in depth, doing cousins that I saw how many, and I think they chose not to for whatever reason. But my grandfather is the one that always told me that I'm going to be a Freemason and I'm going to love it and I'm going to be proud. Though toward the end of his life, he got a type of dementia to where, you know, he started obviously forgetting things, and my grandmother would still let him drive to go. They had a lumber yard to go do something in the office or check the mail there. But we were sitting on the porch one time, and he told me, this is before he died, when he started losing his mind. He always knew who I was. And he told me that he wished he hadn't joined Freemasonry, like he wished he hadn't smoked. He quit smoking. And that's the man briefly, and he was a member until he died and buried in his, you know, his attire. And I wish he had told me more. And my grandmother she was always a member, but stopped going. Still paid her dues till the end. And I know that it had changed in her also. I was the only person she ever told she loved. None of these people said I love you or hugged you or stuff like that. I mean, but she did me, but not all of my life toward the end. So I really think she came to God. I really do. But the avenues that my family have taken, and this isn't just with me. This is for anybody out there that feels like they're in. I'm not at all saying I'm part of an important bloodline, even if I've traced something, you know, I mean, millions would be from those people. But it's something, because they're in these fraternities and they have this genetic problem if they're not saved. But some of the stuff that my family have done. I had a third great grandfather on another line that was very important in government, a large slave owner, a lot of them owned slaves, and did a lot of Freemason things with public buildings. And I know people know what I mean. So, you know, all their stuff I've kept, old things, and without a doubt, from their writings to the things we talked about Albert Mackey, it's easily proven that they worship Lucifer, that Lucifer's the god of Freemasonry. The personal facts, you know, that's why it doesn't really bother me, because, you know, with all that, I'm completely sound in knowing that the truth is getting out and the fallen world hate it, and they're trying to do everything they can do, even technical issues, to stop us.
Yes. Yeah, it's unfortunate that we're having the technical issues, but yeah, it is, I think, part and parcel of this whole thing to shut us down, really.
You did what's right, and I've done what's right, and I'm glad the people that saw it saw it. And, you know, again, just a big good for you for putting that video up. I'm still really proud of you for doing that. But please research this fraternity, this religion, this Mystery Babylon religion. Do not join it. And if you're in it, doesn't matter what they're telling you right now, it's all out there for you to find. And wouldn't you rather be on the side of truth and the light, even if you're not a Christian, than to get into a cult and lies and deception where you have to take an oath to protect people? I mean, what are you protecting them from? You know, think about why you're taking these oaths, what you're not telling. That's what you need to be thinking of, and everybody else too. That should be more evidence for you. They're not taking blood oaths and oaths to not tell you how they're doing it. They're taking it so they don't tell you the whole agenda and, you know, their God, their false God. So, you know, thank you for everybody for listening to me and the comments I've seen that they've left. I appreciate it. I just don't want to comment back. But please do some research. And Tony, I'm really thankful for your channel, and I pray for God to keep you safe every day and keep telling the truth.
Thank you, Jeremy, for being on the A Minute to Midnight show again. And we will be, you know, having more conversations with you. Hopefully you'll have the technical issues sorted out next time so we can hear each other better. But yeah, thank you so much today.
You're welcome. You're very welcome.
Folks, please remember to like this video and share it. And you can find the video on YouTube and also on our website, aminutetomidnight.com. And we also have it on iTunes and on audio-only format on our website, as well as the video format. A Minute to Midnight is run 100% by donations. And if you would like to help, you can donate to A Minute to Midnight on our website, and that's hugely appreciated, the people that do help us out. All the music used in the shows is written, played, and recorded by me as well, and you can download free music on aminutetomidnight.com, and we also have a forum which you can join as well. That's about it for today. Thank you for listening, and please, like I say, remember to like and share this video. We'll catch you hopefully in a few days' time with another episode of the A Minute to Midnight show. Until then, God bless and have a great week. Thank you.